I walked into the kitchen early Monday morning, and Pappy was at the table drinking coffee, fiddling with the radio. He was trying to pick up a station in Little Rock to check on the weather. Gran was at the stove frying bacon. The house was cold, but the heat and smell from the skillet warmed things considerably. My father handed me an old flannel coat, a hand-me-down from Ricky, and I reluctantly put it on. "We picking today, Pappy?" I asked.
"We'll know directly," he said, without taking his eyes off the radio.
"Did it rain last night?" I asked Gran, who had leaned over to kiss my forehead.
"All night long," she said. "Now go fetch some eggs."
I followed my father out of the house, down the back steps, until I saw something that stopped me cold. The sun was barely up, but there was plenty of light. There was no mistake in what I was seeing. I pointed and managed to say only,
"Look!"
My father was 10 steps away, heading for the chicken coops.
"What is it, Luke?"
he asked. In the spot, under the oak tree, where Pappy had parked his truck every day of my life, the ruts were bare. The truck was gone.
"The truck!"
I said. My father walked slowly to my side, and for a long time we stared at the parking spot. The truck had always been there, forever, like one of the oaks or one of the sheds. We saw it every day, but we didn't notice it because it was always there. Without a word, he turned and walked up the back steps, across the porch, and into the kitchen.